even after being with Baba, what happened, how the mind gets attracted, you see, to physical beauty and all that. Did I tell you that? You know that story?
Yeah.
In this hall it occurred? In this very hall it happened. The time was, Freeman, you may not have heard it. In this hall, what happened was, it was fully packed by people. Baba had invited them here for his darshan. These are the people from different parts of the country. It doesn't hold many people, but selected ones were invited with their families and all that. So they were coming, they are getting, and well, the persons who are taking, supervising the thing, they are taking care that, well, there is a little aisle kept there so that they can have Baba's physical contact, be with Baba, and then come and sit there. So likewise, it's happening. And most of them would come and contact him and go away and sit outside. Those who were very close, they would be allowed to sit here and so forth. They took their seat. Nobody was allowed or nobody is disallowed here. So what had happened was, in the course, and I am the interpreter here, Baba is silent. So when there are people over here, it's all packed over here, I can't see his hand gestures, fingers, you see. He was not using his board. So I used to sit like this. And all my attention is on his fingers, what he is trying to say, and I speak out loudly. So that's how I am here. So I'm sitting, conversation is flowing, Baba is contacting each one, giving his physical contact. Some is pat, some is ask questions, this, how is your health, from how are you, how about your brother, your sister, your wife, or this, or that. And it's all going on. And free flow is there. And all of a sudden, through this door enters a young woman, very fair, very beautiful. And people are there, but as soon as the person, well, the beauty is such that it attracted my mind. My eyes fell on her. And I said, oh my, what a stunning beauty. And so there is a little distraction, you see. But the free flow of conversation is going on, interpretation is going, but my eye is on her also, and with Baba's fingers and all that sort of thing. And so this lady came, now it's her turn to be in front of Baba. So she is there, and all the time my mind is working now, how beautiful, what a stunning beauty she is, how young, what a beauty she is. So Baba, of course, gave his attention to her and all that. And naturally she bowed down, and she's about to leave. So Baba caught hold of her hand from the wrist and pulled her back. And then pulled her close to her and took her face in his hand, her chin, and turned her face towards me and says, isn't she beautiful?
And you had to say that out?
Yeah, I had to say out. I said, yes, Baba, she is really beautiful. Stunningly beautiful, and same words he is using. I said, yeah. So beautiful, very good. And she is so embarrassed, you see. And I only know, it is between myself and Baba. We know what's happening, you see. He is telling me, but the crowd is seeing this, and crowd got the nice little discourse from Baba about it. And says, yeah, she is beautiful, there's no doubt about it. And I repeat the same thing, and says, yeah, but then what will happen to her after 50 years? She'll be coming to me with a staff in her hand, half bent, and coming, all shriveled up, you see, and all wrinkles on the face. She is so embarrassed, you see, all being an example, you see. And so Baba is still holding her hand. And then what is going to happen? Will people say that she is beautiful? No. But then what will happen? They will ignore her. What happened to the beauty that is so much admired? So then Baba says, I don't want you all to turn your face away from such stunning beauties. But at that time, instead of just admiring the beauty that is, also remember
the creator of the beauty with that. Who has bestowed that beauty? If you remember that, then it's perfect. It's fine. Then it's really admiring the beauty. But if you admire the beauty of the body, it has no meaning. In no time it will deteriorate. That's what he said. And only Baba and I understood what's happening, you see. And, but it was a nice little discourse for the others.
Actually, some of the others might have understood too.
Maybe, who knows. So he gestured this way, I don't want you to turn your face away, means he didn't say turn your face away, he said like this, he did like that. Don't try to shut your eyes and avoid the beauty. Admire the beauty, but with it admire the creator of the beauty. That is really admiring the beauty.
So then there was a point where you, well actually...
So all these little episodes, these little things, you know, help us to put our steps forward, escape from the grip of Maya, as it is called, yeah. It is like that. It's not one day. One day it does happen when His grace descends. That's what he said to us. When there's a gift from him about loving him.